Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Yeah. Listen, if you're driving, don't drink too many salty maggot tears this weekend.
No.
While you're listening to this happy hour, because, oh my God, the fuller Donald Trump's diaper gets, the better I feel. I'm just saying. It's rough. Tick-tock, tick-fucking-tock, motherfucker.
There's a lot of shit in that diaper.
Tish James is going to start stealing your shit. Going to start seizing your shit on Monday.
Locking your shit up.
Because you ain't got no money.
Putting a padlock on all your shit.
Coming for your shit, man. All right. So I'm just saying, it's kind of a happy clappy week. And we have one of my favorite happy clappies, JoJo from Jers.
Love her.
Twitter, YouTube star. Yep. And Allison Gill, also.
Dr.
Allison Gill to you, bitches. Uh-huh. just so much stuff on the legal front to talk about. Justice is coming, and so am I, as I like to say. Yeah.
Justice has been circling your nipple, but now it's finally coming. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, JoJo.
Hi, Steph, how are you?
I like that you got the very quiet Crystal Boy endorsement in there. Love her.
Yeah, love
just
her.
In the middle of your jingle. Yeah. You know, we were just talking off air because we both did our own Katy Britt impressions, but... We were saying, like, that's how, you know, it felt like the old school Twitter, like you were saying, where we all watched that and went, oh, my God, was that as crazy as I just thought it was? And you had to go check in Twitter, and you and I were just like, oh, my God, someone's got to do a wellness check on Segway and Bam Bam or whatever kids' names are. Just, you know, just, and then we both did our own versions because it, right? I mean, it is like where Twitter's where you used to go to make sure it wasn't you taking crazy pills, right?
Yeah, and then the jokes would just keep getting better. They would just improve each other. Like somebody would pick up on somebody else's joke, and that's what happened. Thank you, Katy Britt, for that insanity. But it really was like this collective moment of like, wait, did that just happen?
Wait,
did
what?
I see that? Wait.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Plus, I was saying, is it me? It's from Trump on down. Do they have so many weirdos in their part? They're just weird. I don't understand. Like, even Republicans were like, oh, my God, what was that? Right? I mean, I don't, you know, like, what's her name? Christy Noem. What is with the dentist commercial from Texas? I don't even, they're just so weird.
They really are. They're so weird. Like, it's just like a Russian nesting doll of weird. You mean, like, every doll you open, it's like, oh my God, that's weirder. Katie Britt was like weird at an 11. Like, that was psychotic. But you, like, when you go back and you think, like, oh, hold on, some of her coaching, because this is how she talks.
Yeah.
She talks like, you know, a normal person from Alabama. But I don't think her accent's quite that strong.
Right.
But still.
Right.
And she was coached to do that fundy baby voice we're all learning about now. Like, right. Submissive, but also super intense randomly. And it's all the same fear-mongering they've been doing. They're like, women are under attack.
Yeah.
They're coming for them.
Yeah. Remember Speaker God Warrior, Speaker Mike Johnson? You're like, yeah, oh, you and your son monitor each other's porn addiction. Sure. What? Oh, my God, that's so weird.
So weird. And then recently he said at their little retreat that he doesn't like member on member action.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I swear. Manu Raju got him to say that on camera.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where is this? You said we just played Mike Pence. Turns out Mike Pence has more of a spine than 99.9% of the Republican Party. And, you know, and he's, I'm sorry, still a profiling cowardice that, you know, he would never vote for Joe Biden. Well, as you and I know, that is a vote for Trump then. I mean, sure, you're not going to endorse the guy that wanted you hung to death. Like, oh, okay, that's brave. But you're right. It's what passes for bravery, I guess, in the Republican Party.
I mean, this is where the bar is. It's on the, it's not just on the floor. It's in the sub-basement. Because, like, if not saying, hey, the guy who wanted me hanged shouldn't be president, there's only one choice right now, it has to be Joe Biden. If you can't say that,
right.
But, like, the bar for even just saying he wanted to have me hanged, I
right.
can't endorse him. Like, so everyone's like, he's a hero. Welcome to the resistance. And it's like, he's kind of like the bare minimum, no?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and here's this. Who is this guy? Oh, the election denier, new RNC chair Michael Whatley. Yeah, here he is.
At the end of the day, this comes down to a very simple contrast between President Trump and President Biden. Were you better off 4 years ago than you are today? The answer for this entire country is no.
Were you better off 4 years ago? No. What?
Wait,
what is he
what?
Saying
I
there?
I think he's confused.
Yes, he is confused. Oh, my God.
You wrote a good piece. You said, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? MAGA is aiming for collective amnesia. It's downright delusional, but we still have to push back hard. I mean, Joe, that's our job, right? We keep talking about this Trump voter that's like, well, I just appreciate President, you know, Trump getting me $35 insulin. I have diabetes. I mean, we just have to, you know, Trump saying Biden will cut your Social Security when Trump's the one that said he would cut Social Security. I mean, how do you, in your capacity and what you do, suggest we get, you know, actual information out there?
Well, we have to have, you know, trusted sources who, like you, hopefully like me,
yes.
who vet what they're saying before they say it so that they don't go out there with misinformation or disinformation and then people don't trust them. Because what we have to do, what I really believe is like the greatest weapon in our arsenal, is we have to keep pushing the truth because that's what we have on our side. They don't. And as long as they muddy the waters and there aren't people out there vetting the truth and sharing the truth constantly, then they can convince a lot of people of a lot of things that frankly aren't true, like the election was stolen, which clearly it wasn't.
You know, I opened the show today, Joe, talking about how it was a rough week for all of us last week, just the believe in justice and accountability and, you know, all these delays that Trump is getting again. And I always tell you, this is why I love having you on, because you just, we so desperately need positivity, I think, you know, and not just, you know, you also, you're having fun doing it, but I think it's positivity, because what they want is for us to feel hopeless and like nothing matters. Our Justice Department doesn't matter and voting doesn't matter, because I think we all are like, we voted so that we got a Biden Justice Department and a Merrick Garland, not a Bill Barr and a Trump Justice Department. And so I think you can excuse us for feeling frustrated after last week. But I think, you know, I said, be around the people that give you hope and light you up. You're one of those people for me. I got to hang out with Mark Hamill and Victor Shi yesterday and another young political activist. And it lit me up. You know what I mean? You know, you pick yourself up and you have to like go, we have just got to, we've got to have a blue tsunami. I mean, that's, we've got to. Just talk a little bit about what gets you up every day and lights you up.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, people like you, you know, you're out there fighting the good fight too. But Mark Hamill, like you said, I know Victor Shi. He's amazing. He's a total inspiration. He and my son are actually, you know, up on the spectrum of Gen Z. My son is on the tail end of Gen Z at 14, but they are still part of the same generation.
Yeah.
He inspires me every single day. But there's also activists like Heather Booth, who is one of the founders of the Janes, who's out there kicking butt still. And like, don't lose hope. How could I lose hope? How could I be like depressed or downtrodden when Heather Booth is still out there taking names?
Right.
And the thing is, we all lift each other up all the time. But we also have to remember, we can't lose sight of both what we have to lose and gain, but how far we have actually come. You know what I mean? And so in a way, we have to focus on the wins too. Like you just said, Joe Biden is in the White House. We woke up, you know, in January of 2021 with Joe Biden in the White House with the Senate and the House of Representatives. He's flying around Air Force One. That's a great thing. We did that. We have to remember that. We have to channel that same excitement.
Yeah.
I know it's like people are like, I'm not excited, but we have to find it because we can be excited about what prospects lie ahead, but we also be cognizant of what kind of threats we have as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was saying that, you know, one of the things we feel like we're always still fighting is the mainstream media. Because I was saying it's not just, you know, it's what the mainstream media did with the Barr report, with the Her report, with this stupid Fani Willis, you know, whatever that was. You said, by the way, if you're calling for Fani Willis to recuse herself over a, quote, appearance of impropriety, but you're totally fine with the bought and paid for Clarence Thomas ruling on cases in which his wife is directly involved, kindly shut the F up and have all the effing seats. That's when she's potty mouthed.
Yeah,
I love her.
Love her.
I love her even more.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But yeah, that was my reaction as well. It's just, it's how the media ran with this Fani Willis crap when, you know, that is a conflict. Clarence Thomas and Ginny Thomas is the conflict, right?
Yeah. I mean, the double standard is astounding, but the media doesn't cover it in the same way. And, you know, with Fani Willis, like, there are even suggestions that despite the fact that she was not told she needed to remove herself from the court, from the case, there were people on the left saying that she should anyway. And I felt like it was really frustrating to me because I'm tired of accommodating Trump's crazy. Like, why do we always have to do that? I mean, she was, the judge didn't tell her she had to remove herself. Why do we have to tell her to remove herself anyway?
Tristan Snell tweeted, I read that earlier, Joe, that he said, Trump has been doing this since 1973, going after prosecutors. Like, yeah, I agree with you. I'm like, what do you mean she should recuse? Are you kidding me? Like, that whole thing just annoyed the bejesus out of me. You know, that they, again, as one expert said, this should have been taken care of in the judge's chambers on lunch hour, not televised her personal life, you know, on for days and days. And then, you know, just this whole, it reminded me of the Her report, right? Like, there was no actual conflict, but this made me feel kind of, came me the eebie-jeebies. Who cares what your opinion is? There was no conflict of interest, right?
Right. And I mean, the fact that he, her, yes. Wow, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
He, her, the fact that he, her basically lied about Joe Biden remembering Beau's death, the dates of Beau's death, the way that the media ran with that story, and that her never apologized. He never said, I misrepresented this in my report, because when you read the report, that's not at all an accurate statement. But the media was like, he doesn't even remember when his son died. His son dying was one of the most catastrophic events of his life. I mean, he's already lost his wife and his daughter. But like, how they did that, it's really unforgivable.
Yeah. I was saying that too. But again, the media, instead of waiting and reading the Mueller report, the Her report, instead of waiting and reading the transcript, which directly contradicts Her's report, you know, and then Fani Willis, the media just ran with this whole story. And it's infuriating. I mean, to your point, you said on Twitter, you said Howard Dean's electoral future ended forever because he yelled weird one time. And yet today, the former president who was cited attack on our Capitol and promised a bloodbath if he loses, and the media is giving it, quote unquote, context. It's like, no, he wasn't effing talking about the auto industry. You know, I mean, just because he had been, that wasn't what that's not what he was talking about, right?
I mean, it's like, at what point they realize that the leopard's not changing its spots, right? Like, its spots are its spots. This is Donald Trump we're talking about. This is a person who literally incited an attack on our Capitol, who agreed that his vice president should be hanged. And we're all like, you know, I think contextually, maybe this is, there's a nuance.
Yeah.
You guys, nuance, like phobic. There's no right. nuance to Donald Trump. He's literally, he looks like he's like a spaghetti sauce stain in a Tupperware container that you microwaved. He's not nuanced. We know who he is. We've seen this movie, folks.
That was such a Jersey Mom reference. I love that. Okay.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you can't get that stain out. It's so annoying. It's like my good Tupperware, too. So you never put spaghetti in the good Tupperware, okay? Right. Spaghetti goes in that stuff you toss away. I'm sorry.
You have your spaghetti Tupperware. The pre-stained Tupperware.
Yes.
You can't get the stain out. Yeah. That's the spaghetti.
It's already effed. The one that's already effed.
Right.
Yeah.
We should have a business model that's just pre-stained Tupperware. Yeah. Nobody thought of
it. I smell a new business line for Steph and JoJo. Yeah. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, Doctor.
I never get tired of that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. And I apologize. I have been manically reading court filings that just came out.
Yeah.
So I haven't even like combed my hair. I'm still wearing my jammies, but here I am.
I love the whole feathery hair situation this morning, I must say. So let's talk about the breaking news. You know what? You're way above my pay grade. So you explained here's the thing. You always get called like, oh, you're a Garland apologist and blah, blah, blah. I was saying I understand a lot of your points, and I feel like we heard a lot of that from Lev Parnas about everything Bill Barr was complicit in, which also included blocking Merrick Garland for a good portion of the time we talked about in the beginning. We'll get to all that later. But just tell us this breaking, the new filing from the Manhattan DA. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you remember when everybody was really mad that the Southern District of New York, the Department of Justice, didn't turn over documents to the DA a year ago when he asked for them, but did turn them over to Trump a week ago when Trump asked for them in January. And everybody was very mad about Southern District of New York. We were trying to figure out whether it was the Southern District that made that call or whether they went up to Merrick Garland and Merrick Garland made that call. And I said, you know what, everybody, let's wait for the facts, because I bet Trump is pulling a fast one. I bet that he's somehow trying to use this to delay, and it's his fault. And the DA filed a thing this morning that agrees with that, and that of the 119,000 documents that came over in production from the Southern District of New York last week, 270 are relevant to the case.
Yeah.
And those documents that the Southern District of New York didn't have, or that the DA didn't have, it looks like, and I haven't finished reading yet, but it looks like the Southern District of New York didn't withhold any documents last year. They didn't even get these documents until December 2023, a month before Trump filed for them. So I bet Trump filed for them, got some new documents, and said, look, discovery violations, the whole thing should be dismissed and delayed, and I need 4 more months to go over 130 whatever thousand pages.
Yeah.
I think that that's what happened, and that looks like it is what happened.
Yeah.
And wait for all the facts.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. So give us the big picture on that particular case, because you can forgive all of us for getting confused. I'm learning words I've never learned. Mandamus, what? cert. I don't know what any of this meant before, but it just is it is extraordinary the amount of legal Hail Marys and delays and, you know, things that Donald Trump has engaged in. Talk a little bit about that case. I mean, that's still, what timeline do you think that's on, the New York case?
You're talking about the Manhattan DA election interference case.
Yes. Hush money election interference. Yes.
It was supposed to start on March 25th, but Trump got, I've got these mountains of new documents. It turns out he only got 270 pages. He wouldn't have needed to adjourn. But the DA, out of good faith, said, we still need to go over these documents pretty closely. So a 30-day adjournment should be enough to go over these. So I think that this this case will start probably at the end of April, so they can skip over Passover so that nobody has to, you know, miss court for that week. So maybe April 29th. But we'll see what the judge says. The judge still has to rule on this.
Okay. So now you tweeted, apparently SDNY investigated the Rudy corruption in Ukraine, declined to bring charges. I'd like to know why and whether Barr, DeGenova, Trump, and Tansing are still under investigation. DOJ isn't required to explain declinations, but they should. So, first of all, beyond what a complete clown show this was yesterday, I mean, it really is extraordinary, right? That this is everything you've been talking about for how many years that Lev Parnas, you know, obviously said yesterday. I mean, let me see if I understand. You also said Lev Parnas just testified under oath that Tansing and DeGenova got Bill Barr to drop charges against Dmitry Firtash, a Russian oligarch that financed the Hunter Biden laptop op. Allison, again, above my pay grade, why Bill Barr is on TV talking and not in prison? I don't know. Can you? Go ahead.
He's on his rehabilitation tour, but Lev remembers, and so does AG, because, gosh, 6 years ago I was tweeting about how I was certain that Rudy Giuliani, meeting with Ben Schakowsky, who had been jammed through to get to be the head of the criminal division, and Bill Barr were trying to stop charges from going forward against Dmitry Firtash, who was the coordinator of the Russian op that Lev Parnas was talking about for Ukraine, and to get dirt on the Bidens, and he financed the laptop, the Biden Hunter Biden laptop scheme. So I mean, it all came out in Lev Parnas's testimony yesterday, confirming what we have been speculating on for 6 years now.
So JoJo from Jurors rounded up. So in their effort to besmirch President Biden, the Republicans have managed to reveal the fact that then AG Bill Barr actively covered up crimes he knew then President Trump was committing, and that Congressman Pete Sessions, Devin Nunes, Ron Johnson, Lindsey Graham, as well as John Solomon and Sean Hannity, were all in on the plot to push a false narrative to deceive the American public ahead of the 2020 election. Not only did they not implicate the Bidens in anything, they implicated a bunch of people specifically on their side. So now what would be my question, right? I mean, Comer literally said, well, I think we might still do criminal referrals. I mean, oh, of the people on your side, you mean?
For yourself?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what happens, right? He appoints Durham to investigate the oranges of the Mueller probe, and Durham has to be made special counsel because he found Trump crimes in Italy. We still don't know what those crimes are. Yeah. But every time he appointed David Weiss to investigate Hunter Biden. What do we get? We get their star witness, Alexander Smirnoff, and his fake 1023 get arrested. Every time Trump asks people to investigate his enemies, they find Trump crimes. And the same is true for here. There's no difference between Trump calling up Volodymyr Zelensky and saying, if you don't investigate, I'm not going to support you, and him calling up Jim Jordan and saying, if you don't investigate Joe Biden, I'm not going to support you. It's the same thing. It's a fake investigation, and they always find dirt on Trump, more dirt than they ever were going to find on the Bidens.
Yeah. Parnas said Bill Barr was notified of Giuliani's effort to get dirt on Biden in Ukraine from the day he took office. And I don't know if you caught this. He said, I believe Bill Barr should be investigated for the cover-up and trying to silence me to get the truth of what really happened in Ukraine. I mean, every time this happens, and I know this is a breathtaking amount of criminality that is revealed on a daily basis, but you just think, like, what? So my question keeps being, now what? Is everything that he laid out? I think Andrew Weissman, your good friend, even asked about this. Like, what, you know, what do you think anything will come of yesterday?
No, because the Southern District of New York has already investigated all of this, and they have declined to bring charges against Rudy, although they haven't said that they declined to bring charges against everybody else. But you got to remember, and here's one of the main complaints I have about Merrick Garland, for people who think I only cape for him, he does not want to give the DOJ a black eye. He has swung the pendulum so far into the timid column for not wanting to go after former DOJ officials, except for, like, Jeffrey Clark, obviously.
Yeah.
That, you know... He remember when he tried to hide that Bill Barr memo that,
yeah,
like told us why he wasn't going to charge Donald Trump with obstruction of justice, and he made up a bunch of stuff. Garland wanted to keep that hidden. I feel like that is what the biggest problem here is, that Garland's unwillingness to go after like Bill yeah. Barr and the former Department of Justice.
Thank
and
you.
I think that he should.
Yeah. Black Knight said, so Bill Barr, but it goes beyond, Bill Barr set up the intake program for Rudy Giuliani to feed Russian disinformation to the department. That's what led to the indictment of Hunter Biden, but also to the indictment of the Russian asset who lied to the FBI about Hunter Biden. It's like Inception. Like, I can't even get my mind around all the layers of, you know, Rachel Bitticoffer said House Republicans knew their source was a Russian asset. The same House Republicans did the same thing during the Ukraine blackmail impeachment, where Intel told them their info was Russian disinformation but they used it anyway. Republicans are a national security risk. And I keep saying, I'm not sure our institutions, our DOJ, that the founders envisioned something like this, right?
No, they couldn't have, right? Because they didn't have TikTok. No, I don't know.
Was their failing.
Yeah, I'd love to see George Washington on TikTok.
Wouldn't it be great? Somebody should make that hurry before it's longer on. Yeah, no, I think that I'm with you on that I really wish that Merrick Garland, and again, we don't know. We don't have all the facts. We don't really know what's happening with this investigation, if it's over, if Merrick Garland or whether Merrick Garland is too... doesn't want to go after Bill Barr or give the DOJ a black eye. He just has a history of doing that. And so I kind of try to follow the facts, but we'll wait and see what comes out of this.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see anything new, but that's what the public pressure does,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's what these hearings do.
This is why we have to have you on, right, Chris? Because she's my calming mechanism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Ellie Mastal and
he
Dino
wants
Badala
you up.
And Glenn yeah. Kirshner and... Yeah.
They wind you up.
Adam Schiff get me all wound up uh-huh. about Merrick Garland. And then she's just like, shh, 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 there. Beautischmal.
Uh-huh.
Shh, shh.
Yeah. Okay. Give you a little scritch between the eyes.
Yeah. Yes.
Right,
Allison scritches me between the eyes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. But, you know, I mean, because, you know, like yesterday, the news broke about the Georgia thing. And I panicked, as I'm prone to do, Allison, as you know. I was like, what? But so Norm Eisen said the judge didn't grant a stay, so the case goes on while this appeal does, according to him. He also said he doesn't think it'll change anything. So judge my relative level of panic about what's happening in Georgia. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, and you're talking about the Fonnie Willis. He basically the judge granted Trump the ability to appeal.
Right.
That
doesn't mean it will. The appeals court will take it, right?
Nope, Trump has 10 days to file, and the appeals court has 45 days, though they usually decide in 30 days of whether they're even going to take it up or not. But the trial goes forward, like you said. There was no stay placed on this trial like there was in the D.C. trial.
Yeah.
But that's by law. Georgia has a couple of different laws. That's why six of those charges were dropped, and you couldn't just fix them. You know, in the federal system, you can do that. In Georgia, you got to go all the way back to the grand jury if you want to get new charges. So all these little differences to keep track of can be... pretty mind-boggling.
So real quick before we break, we have you for the hour, but what so this ticking clock toward Monday and this you know huge amount of money, I what's your guess? I mean, would your guess be a Russian oligarch or Putin swoops in before Monday? And it is possible for Trump to be a bigger national security risk? I mean, I was speculating earlier, Allison, I feel like the good news is it feels to me like no one thinks he's going to win. Otherwise, it's a pretty good investment to get a United States president in your pocket, right?
Yeah. I mean, in 2020, we were worried about the national security of his regular loans, his $400 to $500 million dollars in loans that were coming due this year from Ladder Capital on 40 Wall Street, from, you know, from all these, from Deutsche Bank. Now you add the fact that he's got a tranche probably of still classified documents. he's hiring Paul Manafort back onto his campaign, who is a known counterintelligence threat.
I thought of you and your original Mueller She Wrote podcast and just thought, this is the worst sequel ever, the worst acid flashback ever.
Like, I was hoping to just keep that in the past, honestly, along with all the Lev Parnas stuff. But no, it's here. It's in 2024, and I don't think it's going to go away. But he's just a huge, massive, massive national security risk.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And now add another $500 million in debt in fraud and rape fines. You know, like, how, right. What else do we have to do here?
Yeah.